Looking at our world from a theological perspective. This is the Theology Central Podcast, making theology central.
Welcome, everyone. It is Saturday, November the 20th, 2021. It is currently 11:55 a.m. Central Time. You know where I am. I'm here in the empty sanctuary of Victory Baptist Church. You know where the church is located, right here in the middle of nowhere, Texas. Wherever you are, however you may be listening, thank you so very much for listening. Thank you for every time you listen, every time you download, every time you share, every time you email. Thank you. Thank you. Every time you leave a comment on YouTube, anytime you do anything to help this program, thank you so very much. Thank you for those who sometimes offer a financial gift, going to theologycentral.net, hitting the donate tab. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm stressing the thank yous because, well, we are about to introduce a new week of Bible study, and I bet you can guess what it's going to be about this week. It's all about Thanksgiving. Not Thanksgiving necessarily the holiday where you eat a lot of food, watch football, hang out with friends and family, maybe do some shopping. Not that Thanksgiving, but real Thanksgiving. I know, should I call it real Thanksgiving? Let me say this. That is the Thanksgiving of the culture. Thanksgiving of the culture involves family, friends, food, football, shopping, whatever it may be. That's really the Thanksgiving of the culture. I'm talking about the Thanksgiving that is a very important element in your spiritual growth and spiritual maturity. Being thankful. We must have an attitude of thanksgiving. We must be in a perpetual state of thankfulness. Thankfulness, thanksgiving, being thankful should be a very much a part of your character as a Christian. Because let me remind you, this is so very important before we have really introduced this and I give you your assignments for this week. This is so very important. As a Christian, every single day, literally what we should do is fall on our face and thank God that we're still breathing, that we're not in hell, and that he sent his son to save us. The thing that increases thanksgiving in the life of a believer is to be constantly reminded of God's holiness and our sinfulness. If you want a true attitude of thankfulness, look to God's holiness, look at your sinfulness, and you will be thankful because God saved you by grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone. It's based off his mercy, has nothing to do with you. You don't deserve anything. Until you see how undeserving you are, you will never truly develop the attitude of thankfulness that is so critical, I think, to helping us move forward in our Christian life. I think thankfulness is very important, and it's often overlooked other than for this, you know, time of year. We're like, Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving. We may even sit down for that one day and go around the table and say, what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? It's a tradition in our family because of my youngest daughter. It's just a rule. It doesn't matter. What are you thankful? Everyone has to go around the table and say what they're thankful for, even if they don't want to participate. You have to, or my daughter will get mad. So, but yes, it's wonderful that we do that on one day of the year, but we need to have an attitude of thankfulness that is not a one-time thing. It's an everyday thing. And let's be honest, how often do you find yourself doing more complaining than you do thanking? How often do you find yourself doing more asking of God than thanking God? How often do you find yourself more almost demanding of God than thanking God? We need an attitude of thankfulness, and that's really the goal this week, to talk about Thanksgiving, to talk about being thankful, a thankful attitude, thankfulness. That's what we really need to focus on this week. The text for this week is Psalm 100. Psalm 100. Verses 1 through 5, which is the entire psalm. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Let's read it at least for the first time to introduce this week of Bible study. Psalm 100 needs to become a close acquaintance. You need to spend quality time with Psalm 100 this week, okay? And this would be a perfect week to really meditate on it. Psalm 100, here we go. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 100, 1 through 5, that is your text for this week. Please spend time with it. So here's what I want you to do this week. Are you ready? Okay. Oh, there's so much more I could say on the subject. In fact, just reading that Psalm 100, there were thoughts jumping out. I already wanted to kind of go into a teaching, preaching mode. But remember, Bible study exercise, the goal is to get you to participate. So I do some teaching. I offer you lots of assignments. And so here we go. Are you ready? Assignment number one. I want you to read Psalm 100 all week. It's 5 verses. There's no reason you can't do it at a minimum one time a day. Please. In fact, this is what I'd really challenge you to do. So this assignment's going to have 2 parts. Read it all week. I want you to read it, and I want you to read it, and I want you to read it over and over and over and over and over and over again. Look, that is such a critical part of Bible study. I know we have a tendency to just kind of look at it and then just start studying, but we have to read it and read it and read it and read it. Read it. Read Psalm 100 verses 1 through 5. I don't even know how many times, as many times as you can possibly read it. Read it until it becomes like a part of your very being, all right? So spend some time with Psalm 100. Then, and I'm just going to put this all a part of your first assignment, read it, then write it. I want you to read it, and then I want you to write it out. Psalm 100, verse 5. I want you to write it out nice and neat. I want you to write it like we're going to talk about journals and things in a podcast episode. Just write it down, and you may want to write it down and then take the piece of paper. No, don't type it. Write it, and then maybe put it on your refrigerator, put it somewhere, and just be like, that's the passage for this week. This coming week, it's all about Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Read it. And write it. That's assignment number one. Number two, outline it. I want you to read it. I want you to write it. And I want you to outline it. Create some kind of an outline for Psalm 100, verse 1 through 5. I don't think it falls in a neat, easy outline, but I think you can grab this verse and that verse and that part and that part, and you can formulate an outline. It may not go like, here's verse 1 and 2, here's verse 3 and 4, here's 5. You may have to go, here's point number one in my outline, and then that covers verse 1 and 3, and here's my second point in my outline, and it covers verses 2 and 4. You get the idea. Just remember, in your outline, no interpretation, only observation. If you throw out any interpretation in an outline, your outline is disqualified. Your outline is to be burned if it has an interpretation. Make sure it only has an observation, right? So read it, write it, outline it. That's pretty good. Read it. Write it, outline it. Next, I want you to look up the word Thanksgiving in a Bible dictionary. I've already checked the Nelson's New Illustrated Bible Dictionary. It's right here to my right. They have an entry for Thanksgiving. Re-look up the Bible dictionary and write some summary of what the Bible dictionary says in regards to Thanksgiving. All right, so I want you to read and write Psalm 100 verses 1 through 5. I want you to outline it, and then I want you to look up in a Bible dictionary an entry for Thanksgiving. And I want you to really read it, and I want you to write that, and then I want you to summarize. I want you to summarize what you learned in the Bible dictionary. And again, a lot of people don't like to write anything down. I understand. All right, then I want you to spend some time. You may need to use the Blue Letter Bible app. You can use any kind of concordance. I want you to find 5 additional verses. I know Psalm 100 verses 1 through 5, but I want you to find 5 additional verses that you think really speak to the subject of Thanksgiving. I want you to write down 5 verses. Find the verses, write down the verses, maybe summarize the verses. Just find five additional verses that really speak to you in regards to Thanksgiving. It may be a rebuke for a lack of Thanksgiving. It may be an example of Thanksgiving. It can be five individual verses, five passages. Just find five things in the Bible other than Psalm 100 verses 1 through 5 that speak to the subject of Thanksgiving. So let's go through this. Psalm 100 verse 5 is the text. I want you to read it. I want you to write it. I want you to outline it. That gets you your first two assignments. I want you to look up Thanksgiving in a Bible dictionary. All right, Bible dictionary. To actually do it. Write out a summary of what you learned. Then I want you to find five verses about Thanksgiving or five biblical passages about Thanksgiving. Again, it can be a rebuke about not being thankful. It can be an example of people either being thankful or not thankful. It can just be a verse that says something about thankfulness. Find five verses that really speak to you. And you may want to write out some summary of each verse. What did you learn from it? Why did you include it? What was it about these verses? All right. So there's number one, read and write Psalm 100 verses 1 through 5, outline it, look it up in a Bible dictionary, find five verses about Thanksgiving, five passages about Thanksgiving, and then one more assignment. In fact, I did not write it down on this little piece of paper right before I went live on the air. I just found a little piece of paper and started writing them out. I didn't write down number five, but you should know what number five is. Use the Bible study curriculum. That's free for you. You should be thankful. Show your thankfulness for the Bible study curriculum by using it this week. Now, if you do not have access to the Bible study curriculum, well, that's only because you haven't signed up. It's absolutely free. We're not going to charge you any money. Go to theologycentral.net. That's the blog section. Scroll down, look for the entry for Daily Discipleship Guide. It'll give you a link to ministrygrid.com. Sign up, and you have access to the Adult Study Guide, to the Daily Discipleship Guide, to the Leaders' Guides. Use it all. Read, look, question, take notes, whatever. Spend time in the curriculum. I'm not going to give you anything. I'm looking at the curriculum right now. This week's study is called Give Thanks to God. It's Psalm 101 verses 1 through 5. It's Special Focus is the title. Special Focus, Give Thanks to God. It's this week's session. We are caught up, and spend some time with it. This week, maybe the Daily Discipleship Guide will be better than the Adult Study Guide. I don't know. You can use whichever one you want. And then, of course, feel free to correspond with me. So here we go. You're ready for your assignments. Read and write Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Outline it. Look up Thanksgiving in a Bible dictionary and summarize what you learned. Find five additional passages of the Bible about Thanksgiving and summarize what you learned in each one. And spend time in the curriculum. Spend time in the curriculum. All right, that's what I want you to do. Oh, there's so much. I feel like I'm ripping you off right here. I really do. I feel like I'm not giving you anything, but I'm giving you the assignment. Remember, the Bible study exercises, in many cases, they're only really going to be beneficial if you participate. Now, you don't have to participate. Some people start listening like, wait, you want me to do something? Next. I want you. Some people's attitude is, no. You do it, and I'll listen. But Bible study should be like, you should be like, thank you. I'm willing to participate. Like Bible study exercise podcast, these podcast episodes, if you don't participate, it's about as useless as you sitting at home watching people do exercise. Like you're like, oh, here's a video, here's a camera, placed inside a gym somewhere. I'm going to watch all of these people exercise and I'm going to benefit greatly from it. No, you're not going to benefit greatly from it. You're going to be wasting your time. Right? Instead of watching people exercise, you have to get up and exercise. So what I need you to do is to get up and exercise this week, studying Thanksgiving. All right? And I, you don't have to put this down as assignment, but I really want you this week to really try to figure out, try to be honest, are you a very thankful person or a thankless person? What really describes you? And you may want to ask, just ask your family, hey, do you think I'm a thankful person? And if they're like, you're thankful? I've never heard you say thank you about anything. And then don't get offended. Say, well, by the end of this week, hopefully with God's help, God's grace, and God's mercy, I'll be more thankful than I was at the beginning of this week. All right? But just be honest. How thankful of a person you are. And you can rate yourself. But sometimes we have to be honest with ourselves. That's how spiritual growth occurs, is being honest with ourselves. Sometimes I think I'm very thankful. And then sometimes I feel like that instead of being thankful for what I have, I want more. Instead of being thankful for what I got, I want more. I struggle with that to some level, but I struggle with everything, right? I mean, I'm a sinner, but that's no excuse. But thankfulness, all right? Thankfulness. Now, if you can, on Wednesday evening, the day before Thanksgiving, if you can, participate in the Lord's Supper. If you can get your church to do the Lord's Supper on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we try to do that. That's the true Thanksgiving meal. The true Thanksgiving meal is not turkey. I love turkey. I love it. I love this turkey, the stuffing, the pumpkin pie. I love all of that. But the real Thanksgiving meal is the Lord's Supper, where we remember His body being given for us, His blood being shed for us. We partake of that bread. We drink of the cup to remember the sacrifice of the eternal Son of God. That should always make you thankful. Remember, it's perfect time to remember the sacrifice of Christ for your sins on the day before Thanksgiving. And that's a great time to partake of the Lord's Supper. If you can get your pastor to do that, that would be great. Instead of cutting the service short, extend the service, have a full sermon, and partake in the Lord's Supper. If we can get all of the materials, I'm going to try to do that this Wednesday. It's historically, that's what we have done, because I think it's very important. In fact, I'm going to verify something here because I don't want to say something that's incorrect. Let's see here. I'm looking at something. Give me one second. I'm looking. I'm sorry. Sorry. It's taking longer to load than I thought it would. I don't know why. Okay. Well, yeah, that's not. All right, and nothing is working all of a sudden. Okay, here we go. All right. That's not helping me. I was going to look up an important term to add to this, but here it is. Okay. The word Eucharist comes from a Greek word for thanksgiving. All right. I was trying to find the Greek word is what I was trying to look for. But Eucharist is comes from a Greek word that means thanksgiving. All right. It's like I can't remember how to say the Greek word, but I don't have it in front of me. I was trying to load it, but it's not loading on my iPad for some reason. But you can make that an assignment. Look it up. What's the Greek word for Eucharist? Because that means thanksgiving. So for the Christian, the true Thanksgiving meal is the Eucharist, which is the Lord's Supper. If you're not familiar with the term Eucharist, the dictionary would say the Eucharist is the Christian ceremony commemorating the Last Supper, in which bread and wine are consecrated and consumed, or if not wine, something from the fruit of the vine. But you get the idea. Eucharist is Thanksgiving. It's the Thanksgiving meal. So as a Christian, if you're going to truly celebrate Thanksgiving, if you're truly going to celebrate Thanksgiving, it's not about turkey, football, and Black Friday sales. It's about the Lord's Supper. That is the true Thanksgiving meal. Please make that a part of your celebration. Even if you don't partake on Wednesday night, do so Friday night. Thursday. If you don't do it on Wednesday night, you could do it Thursday night, but I doubt your church is going to have a service on Thanksgiving night. So Wednesday's probably your chance to do so. But yes, if you can partake of the Eucharist, of the Lord's Supper, of communion, I think it's a perfect time to do so. Eucharist means Thanksgiving, and that's why I like using that term, the Eucharist. I know that that sounds like a Catholic term, but it just means Thanksgiving. It's the Thanksgiving meal, all right? And yeah, I apologize that I don't have the Greek word in front of me. So I thought I could look it up, but I don't know. My iPad is just frozen. It's just the little line that goes across. It shows loading the page. It's just stuck. Okay, so I don't know. I can't look up the Greek, okay? I don't have anything with the Greek word in front of me, but it's very similar to Eucharist. It's like Eucharistra, something along those lines. It's very similar. So, but Eucharist, Thanksgiving. So if you can do that, I think that would be very benefit you greatly. All right, and I think it would be helpful. All right. That's it. That's all I'm going to do. There's more I wanted to give you. I looked over at the time. I'm like, oh, I can add more here. But I just wanted to give you the basic assignments and just hope that you will really meditate on thankfulness, Thanksgiving this week, and that it will help us grow as Christians by developing an attitude of thankfulness that is so critical to our spiritual life. And I think making it a tradition to partake of the Lord's Supper the night before the world celebrates Thanksgiving, the church should celebrate the true Thanksgiving meal, and that is the Eucharist or the Lord's Supper. All right, I'll stop right there. Everyone have a great evening or it's not evening time yet. A great afternoon, a great week, a great Thanksgiving, a true Thanksgiving, and hopefully you can spend some time partaking of the Lord's Supper, which I think will be very beneficial if you can do that. Email me your thoughts, newsif@yahoo.com, newsif@yahoo.com, newsif@yahoo.com. All right, thanks for listening, and hopefully we have a great week of Bible study. I look forward to interaction with you, and hopefully you can learn a lot, grow a lot, and it will be beneficial. Thanks for listening.